Welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving deep into topic C3, chemical reactions. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover chemical equations, conservation of mass, energetics, oxidation and reduction, neutralization, and electrolysis. Grab a pen because there'll be a quick-fire quiz at the end. Let's go. What is a chemical reaction? At its heart, a chemical reaction is a process where reactants are converted into products and new chemical bonds are formed or broken. The key rule, and this comes up in almost every exam, is the law of conservation of mass. This states that the total mass of reactants always equals the total mass of products. Atoms are never created or destroyed in a chemical reaction. They are simply rearranged. This is why we balance chemical equations. Let's talk about balanced equations. A balanced equation shows the correct ratio of reactants to products using chemical symbols and formulae. For example, the combustion of methane, CH4 plus 2O2 gives CO2 plus 2H2O. Notice the numbers in front. Those are called coefficients, and they tell us the ratio of moles reacting. You must never change the subscript numbers inside a formula to balance an equation. Only the big numbers in front. State symbols are often asked for in exams. These are the little letters in brackets after each formula. Lowercase s for solid, l for liquid, green for gas, and aq for aqueous, meaning dissolved in water. When a question says include state symbols, you must include them or you will lose a mark. A common exam question is to balance an equation and add state symbols, so practice both together. Now, what about mass changes in non-enclosed systems? This is a really common exam trap. If you heat magnesium in air, the magnesium gains mass because it reacts with oxygen from the air to form magnesium oxide. If you heat calcium carbonate, it loses mass because carbon dioxide gas escapes into the surroundings. Mass is still conserved overall. It is just that gas has entered or left the system. Candidates who say mass is lost in a reaction lose marks. Always say the gas has escaped or been absorbed from the surroundings. Let's move on to the mole. The mole is the unit chemists use to count particles. One mole of any substance contains 6.02 times 10 to the power of 23 particles. This is called Avogadro's constant. The key formula you must memorize is moles equals mass divided by relative formula mass, or MR. So if you have 40 grams of calcium carbonate, which has a MR of 100, you have 0.4 moles. You can rearrange this to find mass. Mass equals moles times MR. This formula is the foundation of all stoichiometry calculations, so make sure you are comfortable using it.